Hey, ladies and gents, it's Gav, and if you love my acne commentary podcast, and clearly you do, or you wouldn't be listening to me, then you need to check out my YouTube channel, a completely normal YouTube channel on YouTube. Trust me, it is the best way to experience it. I mean, it's just amazing. I got a ton of topics and a bunch of albums in the work. It is just magnificent. So the finest topics you could possibly hear about are with me on Acne Commentary. So go watch the YouTube channel at a completely normal YouTube channel where you can sign up for a free, guaranteed good time. And you'll see what I just did them. Only you get to see them in animation, looking like your favorite cartoons that you probably didn't need to know existed because you're not that desperate for cartoon activity anyway. A completely normal YouTube channel. Thanks. Hello everyone, this is Acne Commentary with your good host, Gavin Richard here once again to talk to you about something that I myself am so psyched for. So I've told you recent times that there was going to be a time where I would get a computer and then have that computer make me be able to make beats, sell them, and whatnot. And so now, I'm here to share an update with you on that. And that update is, I want to tell you about the channel that I'm creating specifically for this purpose. It's called Prod Jamie Rico. That's JXMIERICO, all one word, lowercase. And what we're doing with that is, because I'm a songwriter producer as well, I'm going to just start selling beats to people that they can use, because I've had this experience over the last couple of years, then I should just start thinking about selling beats to people, because I do well in the production business, that I should actually share that with other people and just stop holding it in for me. That's not about me. It's about you. And it's, yeah. I just got my computer, I just got it ready, and it's one of those see-through PCs, you know, that where you can see the inside of the PC. Yeah, my uncle was the one who created that computer. We went to Micro Center and bought the parts for it, and my uncle, for 2 months over, started, making it, and started, engineering it, making the software for it, with the help of my cousin, too. Both of them are tech-savvy, technicians in this kind of business, and I think it was very nice that they could do that. And they gave it to me. I didn't have to pay them anything or anything like that, so that was pretty nice. But anyhow, what I'll be doing on this channel is making beats and stuff like that, and also trying to make some... I'm also going to be using it to make more Acne stuff, probably just because, you know, computers are faster than a tablet. And I did have a computer before this one, but, you know, that computer was garbage, and I infected it like crazy for no reason, because I was a very precocious person back in those days. And the channel is going to go online this coming weekend on June 10th or June 11th. We are going to get it done on that time, and I am so stoked to get it done, because once we do, I will keep making beats and stuff like that. And because I just started learning how to do beats on a computer and stuff like that, this is actually going to be something I've never really quite done before, but I'm going to try and learn how to do it. And then once I get used to learning how to do it, that'll be my forte. Also, I will be making my own line of songs on this channel. Instead of Heavy Rocky, I will have some songs made with this alias, And yeah, I think I've kept this project under wraps for too long, and now I'm going to share it with all of you. So June 10th, June 11th, June 12th maybe, we'll get it done, and the channel will be up and running, and we will make a short on YouTube on my Acnic channel, basically telling you about this for anyone who hasn't really quite who doesn't quite know that the channel's out there, and that I made a second channel. I'll also be making live-action performances, music videos, covers, etc., 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 etc. Alright folks, I'm gonna let you guys go, and now we're gonna go to the next segment of this podcast and show you guys what you've been missing. Alright? Peace! So this weekend, like the last weekend I had, I actually went and saw the second Spider-Verse movie, and I just wanted to give my opinion on it because of the way it was, because I was just so psyched about it, and there was a lot to unpack here that I just wanted to make a whole episode about it just so you guys have the understanding of what I encountered in it and what was very weird about it, and I just thought, what exactly should I look at here? So first of all, I just want to just give you guys a little context here. This is a sequel to the Into the Spider-Verse release back from 2018. They announced the sequel in November 2019, and they actually started working on it in June 2020. And this holds the world record now for the longest animated film ever produced by an American studio, with a tie-in to an hour and for 2 hours and 20 minutes. Yeah, this is 2 hours and 20 minutes long. And guess what? They're working on a third one already. They're already making a third one let me just give you a little context here. What's strange about this movie being in 2 hours and 20 minutes long is you wouldn't imagine a long animated film being this long, but the longest film ever made, like ever at this particular rate, like the longest movie ever was technically the extended version of the Japanese wartime drama film In This Corner of the World, or Kono Sekai no Katasumi ni, which has been 168 minutes, which makes it 2 hours and 48 minutes. And this was crazy. It came out in 2019. But the original version came out in 2016. But this Spider-Verse movie was the longest American animated movie at an hour and 40 minutes. No, an hour, 2 hours and 20 minutes. 140 minutes. And it's got a, like, somewhat fine cast. Jamia Moore, Haley Steinfeld, Brian Tyree Henry, Jake Johnson, Jason Schwartzman, Oscar Isaac, and a few others to name. But there had been some cameos here and there, like Nicolas Cage and Andy Samberg and stuff like that. Now, cutting to the chase, what was this movie about that I needed to know so much about? Well, it's quite a long story, but I'm just going to give you the Reader's Digest version. Well, basically what happens is that Miles basically goes to this multiverse or something, where like encounters a whole bunch of different Spider-Men just trying to protect its sole delicate existence. And when they clash this threat, that is, like, well, it was kind of a long story, and I don't really know what quite happened. And there was a lot to unpack in it, and I'm pretty sure you'd have to watch the first one to understand. But what basically happens is that Miles basically goes to this universe where there's every single Spider-Man ever trying to protect its, like, delicate existence. And when Miles finds pitting himself against the other spiders because they don't know how to quite handle the new threat, he must soon redefine what a hero means to him so he can just be more protected, because he feels he hasn't done quite enough to just sort of become where he's at this moment. And because in the first one, in the last one, I'm sorry, but there is some spoilers around here, so before I say anything, turn your volume down, if you must. But what happens is that Miles, I think, kills Peter Parker, and in the first one or something, but turns out that he was just in a different universe. I think that's how it went. And then in the second one, Gwen Stacy is the one who kills Peter Parker in real life, I think. And the cop, who is her father, doesn't have a clue that she's Spider-Woman because she was the one who murdered that Peter person. And they're trying to just redefine who they are on the inside so they can learn to just be more unified. Well, now, I have a lot of questions about this. Actually, not really. Okay, maybe I don't. I was just baffled. I was just quite ecstatic by how they just decided they were going to handle this situation. But this new threat, of course, just matters most. But this new threat is called Spawn. He's the super villain who has the ability to open portals where he can commit crimes anywhere. And this was basically just what they were doing with that. And this character is trying to get revenge on everyone, I think. I don't quite remember, but this was just something that they kind of had going around. This whole threat named Spot was just, like, I don't like that. Like, there are a bunch of weird superheroes like Armed Fall-Off Man or like Doorman or the Great Lakes Adventures and stuff like that. I don't understand that, but just, like, you know, I don't quite get it. But, you know, if it's of any consolation, I would totally be okay with having something other than, like, Spot, like Armed Fall-Off Boy. I swear, if in the next sequel they make, their Armed Fall-Off Man or whatever comes out, there's gonna be some issues going around. Like, I'm gonna be stone-faced at that. But who cares? Also, for the soundtrack, Daniel Pemberton was the composer, was the person who wrote the score for it. But producer Metro Boomin, who is actually the one who made all the, like, music, like, all the soundtrack for it, while Daniel Pemberton did the score for it. And it's actually, when you listen to it as you're watching the movie, it really comes together in a whole new way. And I like it for what it is. It's nice. And I haven't quite listened to the whole album yet. I have yet to. But just the whole shoot and match of this album is get going somewhere. Like, it has a bunch of artists that he collaborated with, like Swae Lee, Lil Wayne, Offset, ASAP Rocky, Roy Z, Future, Lil Uzi Vert, Offset, J.I.D., James Blake, N.A.V., A Boogie With The Hoodie, Don Tolliver, Witch Kid, Beat Toyin, Koi Roulette, Koi Liray, 21 Savage, 2 Chainz, Nas, Mora, Dominic Fike, Becky G, Ira Starr, Shen C, Mike Towers, Big Boss, Fetty, Omalay, and Pop Money. And that's quite a lot. And for those of you who have no idea, and for the 2018 one, they kind of did the same thing because, you know, that was just what they did. But it was a bunch of other artists who kind of just sort of worked on their own songs, like Blackway, who who and Black Caviar, who and Post Malone, Sway Lee, Jaden Smith, Nicki Minaj, Anuel AA, Bantu, Amine, Duckworth, Shaboozy, Juice WRLD, Season, Thutmose, I think that's how you say that, Ski Mask, The Slump God, Jockeys, Koi Leray, Who Got Cash, Bo Young Prince, Ty Dolla Sign, XXX Tentacion, DJ Khalil, Denzel Curry, Corday, Suave, Trevor Rich, Vince Staples, Nicky Jam, Prince Royce, Ozuna, and that's it. And now, who knows what they're in? Don't get me wrong, rap, like that kind of stuff, rocks. But just, if you listen to my song, you'd quite understand what I mean by that. But I'm getting off topic. But of course, I'm getting off the trail here. But anyways, can't wait for the sequel. I have yet to see what happens next. And believe it or not, my neighbor saw it on the same day we did. They went to the theater too. We didn't see them or anything. We actually went a little earlier than they did. But one of my neighbors was just really, like, she was mad at the ending. Because, you know, I guess she wasn't very patient about it. But of course, like, the thing where his uncle just sort of, like, because he's in a completely different universe where everything's just, like, where he's living, where his uncle was alive and stuff. And so when he's in his apartment, he tells his mother that he's Spider-Man, and she doesn't have any idea who Spider-Man is, and that his uncle was still alive, and that his father was the one who was dead, and that he was on a completely different version of Earth. And my neighbor was not a fan of that, I guess. Alright, well, I hate to be that guy to cut things loose, but I think I've said all I've had to say. Can't wait for the sequel, Beyond the Spider-Verse. It's coming out. It is coming out March 29th, 2024, unless they delay it again. And they're already working on that. And yeah, this will sort of like completely just like tease. This will sort of just like finish what we had left off on the second one. And I'm pretty sure enough that this third one is going to be quite good. And hopefully it won't be as long as the second one. I was kind of fooled at sometimes. I kind of thought that they would kind of like finish at some points. But this was like 2 hours and 20 minutes long. This is the longest American animated movie ever so far. And we have yet to see what they come up with in this third one. So can't wait for that. And yeah, I think I'm just about done. So, Acnic Commentary, please follow me on Spotify for Podcasters, .com/Acnic. I think that's what the link is called now. You can find the link in the description to send your voice message. You're going to have to create an account first. Send me whatever you would like to question me on, what kind of things you would like to request me to do. Like, I'll answer some of your questions even. Hey, anything you want. And I will answer them. Also, be sure to follow my channel, a completely normal YouTube channel. Subscribe to it if you haven't already, because I'm quite desperate for more people to understand who I am. And also, get ready for Jamie Rico on the Beat today, coming out June 10th, June 11th, June 12th, one of those days. And we will get things under wraps. We'll get things taken care of at that time. All right, folks, I'll talk to you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to Acnic Commentary. Come in tomorrow to hear another. And be sure to send me a message or whatever. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying. Thanks for listening to Acnic Commentary. Come on tomorrow or sometime at all to listen to more.